This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. Hong Kong streets once again filled with hundreds of thousands of protesters clad in black and marching Sunday against a controversial legislative bill that would allow for extradition to China. The protest comes after Hong Kong authorities suspended the proposal indefinitely. VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
A show of force by protesters in Hong Kong after authorities suspended but did not kill a controversial extradition bill. Their message, just pausing the bill isn't good enough. Many are concerned the bill means they risk being extradited to China with its politicized judicial system. Edwin Chung is a Hong Kong resident.
This is an end game. This is almost like an overnight change of Hong Kong. If this bill is being passed, it would change Hong Kong forever.
There was a real question if the decision to suspend the proposal would help satisfy protester demands. After today's turnout, it's clear that many are still unhappy. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Hong Kong.
Protesters are also calling for the city's pro-Beijing chief executive, Carrie Lam, to step down. Many blame her for the violence that erupted during protests last week. The United States and the Taliban are scheduled to hold a crucial round of negotiations in Qatar early this week amid high expectations of a breakthrough in a nearly year-long process toward ending the war in Afghanistan. This would be the seventh round of talks hosted by the Qatari capital of Doha, where the insurgent group maintains an informal political office. The dialogue, which excludes the Afghan government, has primarily focused on the withdrawal of American forces from the country in exchange for Taliban assurances that the transnational terrorists would not be allowed to use Afghan soil for attacks against other countries. This is VOA News. Amid rising tension in the Persian Gulf, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo told Fox News Sunday Washington will guarantee freedom of navigation for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz through diplomatic talks or military intervention. He contended, again, that it was unmistakable that Iran had launched last week's attacks on two tankers sailing through the narrow passage. The strait handles as much as a third of the world's oil supply. Iran has rejected the U.S. accusation that it was responsible for the attacks on the Norwegian and Japanese ships. One transported oil and the other chemicals. In an interview with CBS Face the Nation, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff agreed that Tehran was to blame, but said the tensions in the Persian Gulf are revealing how isolated the U.S. has become after unilaterally abandoning the Iran nuclear deal. Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who serves on the Intelligence and Armed Services Committee, was questioned on the same show about his position on the June 13th attacks on the tankers. He said they need a response.
Iran for 40 years has engaged in this kind of attacks, going back to the 1980s. In fact, Ronald Reagan had to reflag a lot of vessels going through the Persian Gulf and ultimately take military action against Iran in 1988. These unprovoked attacks on commercial shipping warrant a retaliatory military strike.
U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday that if Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz, it's not going to be closed for long. He did not elaborate. President Trump says two of the country's top newspapers will probably go out of business when he leaves office. In tweets on Sunday, Trump said the New York Times and the Washington Post are, in his words, a disgrace to the country and also, in his words, the enemy of the people. He said when he leaves the White House, both papers will probably go out of business and be forever gone. It was not immediately clear what prompted his attack on the newspapers. Late on Saturday evening, he accused the New York Times of treason for publishing a story saying the United States has stepped up its online attacks on Russia's power grid. Trump regularly accuses both news outlets of publishing what he calls fake news. He also hinted Sunday that the American people might want him to stay longer than two terms, which is the constitutional limit on the office of the president. And a top Sudanese general vowed Sunday to send to the gallows, those his words, those who carried out a deadly crackdown on protesters. Earlier this month, the crackdown killed dozens and left hundreds wounded. June 3rd, thousands of pro-democracy activists were violently dispersed by armed men in military fatigues. They'd been camping outside the Khartoum military headquarters for weeks. I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOFA1. The best music now.